Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party.
Welcome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the stolen ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-2573. I am DJ Star.
And I am DJ Coco. We are so glad you're here for this kind of rainy, pretty rainy.
Yeah, it's pretty rainy, but hey, it's, you know, air, so yeah. No complaints other than transiting here sucks.
But
yeah. We just wanted, before we jumped into the music like we normally do, we kind of wanted to talk about Red Dress Day, which was a while ago. It was on May 5th, but community initiatives kind of continue throughout this entire month, and it's kind of a month of awareness for, you know, missing and murdered Indigenous women. So we just wanted to take up some time and space to talk about this for a bit.
Yes. So for one, if you might have seen all the red dresses or clothing that's been hung up from trees or shrubs or signs around your community. So these are all representing Indigenous girls and women's clothing. And so it's basically for May 5th. On the day, we remember the lost lives of Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit people in Canada. And as well, this happens in other places too, like the U.S. and New Zealand. But yeah, it continues on for the whole month.
Yeah, and it was created by Jamie Black in 2010, who's a Métis artist in Manitoba. And I actually did a little bit of research on her. I think in my first, I took a gender studies class, and we learned that, like, red dresses are supposed to, like, evoke the absence of these Indigenous women, and the color red specifically is meant to, like, also convey how dangerous and urgent the situation is.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, mm-hmm. I did a little research, not from a class, but I also found that the red colors, when spirits who have passed, when they can see bright colors the most, so these bright red colors can lead them safely home to their loved ones. So it's kind of cool, double meaning for the mm-hmm. for the red color, but yeah.
For sure, very creative way made by Indigenous women to raise awareness about, you know, the current situation in this country.
Yes.
Yeah.
A little more as well. So if you know the history of Indigenous peoples, women's, we know that Indigenous women are socially, economically, and politically marginalized. So we have this day or this month to commemorate them and remember that they are always targets for hatred and violence. So, yeah, this is the reason why we have these Red Dress Days and why they're so important.
Yeah. Just a little more about that, too. I was reading the National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, and they stated specifically in it, like, the four major pathways that kind of maintain this colonial violence and what DJ Coco was talking about, like, social, economical, and political marginalization. And those are, number one, historical, multi-generational, and intergenerational trauma. So be that from residential schools, the 60s scoop, child welfare systems. Like, there's so many different things that contribute to this, and also that kind of contribute to the trauma that people have today and how, you know, stuff like alcoholism is dealt with in response to these kind of traumas, and that just creates, like, a cycle of trauma where there's no, you know, intervention.
Right, right. So what should we do, DJ Star?
Okay, yeah, in the National Inquiry, I was doing a bit of reading. I think anyone out there listening should also read it because I'd never, you know, looked at it before, and there's a lot of really good information that you should learn about. And there's a call, they have a bunch of different calls to justice for people. So they had like calls for justice for people who are working in correctional services, development industry, social workers, educators, police, like basically anyone out there who's listening, you know, they have something to tell you and how to, you know, provide support. But I'll just read out the calls to justice for all Canadians. And first one is denounce and speak out against violence against Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit LGBTQIA people. Also decolonize by learning about the true history of Canada and Indigenous history in your local area. And then also learn about Indigenous principles of relationship specific to the nations or communities in your local area and work and put them into practice. Mm. And also last one, help hold all governments accountable to act on the calls for justice and implement them according to these principles.
Awesome. Thank you for that. I'll definitely look
deep
into
breath
that.
Now.
Yeah. But I think overall, just definitely educate yourself and learn more about the history. I think I'm trying to read more overall broad history about Indigenous peoples and especially the story of residential schools and how this impacts. And I know there's still a lot of bias out there, I feel like, even
for sure,
like my own dad is actually still kind of on the fence about Indigenous history, and mm-hmm. he's a bit kind of
even
not so supportive of it. And so it's good to actually have mm-hmm. have a basis of what having, like, how do you put it, just having a broad knowledge of what the actual situation is before making any rash decisions about what you think about Indigenous people. But
yeah, and just like trying to fight those certain stereotypes and mm-hmm. by understanding like the context behind, you know, some of these thinking styles, I guess, is like very important to just understand the situation. Once you understand something, you can kind of take action against it in whatever way that you can. But mm-hmm. even in our political system, like, not just your dad, you take a go, like, everyone, you know, there's a lot of people out there that, or at least Justin Trudeau has been very performative recently in his, like, there is this inquiry, but not a lot has been done about it, which is very unfortunate.
Yeah, I think it really also starts from the people at top, too. There's a mm-hmm. lot of bias. But yeah, educate yourself. And even for the people who are not in power, like the lay people like us. Mm-hmm. So even if you have day-to-day conversations with your family or your friends, sometimes there can be Indigenous jokes or Indigenous aimed stereotypes. So mm-hmm. it's kind of good don't participate in those. Don't. And maybe just like, and speak up against them too. Say, hey, this isn't right. This isn't how the stereotype works. Or just don't stereotype people. So,
yeah, definitely. And I just wanted to add one more thing is that, or maybe not one more thing, but one more thing for right now that I was looking at is that the National Enquirer is making a big emphasis on reframing how we look at Indigenous women and girls, especially like just seeing them as victims or survivors. Like, they really want us to maybe look at it from more of a human rights centered perspective. Like, they're being denied basic human rights, so it makes it less of a like problem that there's just these individual perpetrators creating this like victimhood of Indigenous women and girls, and make it more of like it's a systemic problem in our country where they're being mm-hmm. you know, denied their, you know, just like intrinsic human rights.
Yeah, and so, we need to support them.
Yeah, so it's very basic. So I'm like, it's insane how we're at this point, because they're calling for the right to health, security, justice, and culture, and you know, those things are not being met in this country.
Yeah, those are basic rights.
Yeah, very.
We
very
all
basic.
Deserve those. So yeah, it's a good thing that we're still getting that information out there. But yeah, I think mm-hmm. that was our little summary of Red Dress Day in this whole month, but we just wanted to spread some more awareness wherever we can. So mm-hmm. yeah, I think we're gonna do a little song after this that's specific for the topic.
Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to add one more thing. Is that for you guys out there, I would recommend, if you're gonna read this National Enquirer, just look it up online. There's a PDF out there, and you can start on page 167. And
oh, not the other pages.
I mean, this is like, you know, if you want to have like, you know, the most related information to you, mm-hmm. that where you can actually start taking action against it, start there, and then, you know, you can read the rest of it. But it is 780 pages,
Whoa.
The whole thing, so
okay.
we might not all of us might not be able to read all of it right away. So I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
167, you know, that's where a lot of good information is.
Okay, we'll start there. All yeah. you out there, make sure to do that. But
so, yeah, the next song is, okay, it's by Elisa Pai, and she is an Inuit artist from Saluit who does covers in her language Inuktitut. And this song is a cover of Heart of Glass called Umate Atanartsimat. So I probably did not pronounce that right, but I hope you guys enjoy.
Enjoy!
Intravenous on Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. for music and talk radio about all things, all gender. Discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through an intersectional feminist lens, our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony. Intravenous every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I am DJ Coco.
And I am DJ Star.
We just wanted to do a little brief rundown of the songs we just played. So we have a couple that...
We have a few songs.
Yeah, that we forgot to kind of introduce them all. But anyway, this last one you just heard was Jellyfish by Baggio, I believe. And they are an English indie band. So, yeah. And then the other one?
Yeah, before that was Maggot by Ruby Doom. And before that was Tour de Monde by Andrina Turenne. And then before that was Kwame Joie Pick by Rit. And I thought that song was cool because she combines traditional Inuit throat singing with electropop. Mm. And then, yeah, before that was Elisa Pye. But
awesome.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so that was the rundown. And then up next, you're going to be hearing Marion by Elena York. And this artist is pretty cool. She's from Nova Scotia, which is great because that's where my family is. Woo!
Yay!
Yay! But she has kind of a crazy story. So this is from her album release.